This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Holo, we've got Pat on the line. Pat, you're playing for Team Not Sober. And now on question number three.
Question number three for you, Pat. Peter Pan is the leader of what group of young men?
Can you repeat that?
I sure can. Peter Pan is the leader of what group of young men? Not the Boy Scouts. It's also the name of a movie, this will give it away to you, Miles, that featured Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I mean, it's crew.
So it's not the Peterheads like the Deadheads?
No, nothing like that.
Panheads.
It's Kiefer Sutherland, Corey Haim, the other weird-looking Corey.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Right?
Well, you gave the hint.
I mean, what are your potheads?
The potheads.
The Lost Boys. Always hanging out with Peter Pan.
That doesn't sound suspicious at all.
No wonder Michael Jackson liked Peter Pan. Oh, they're lost.
He probably drove the van.
I'll find you. Just stay where you are. I'm coming. Me and Bubbles. And a moonwalk right up to you.
All right, here's your question. What animal is sometimes also called the Glutton? It's also the name of an X-Men character.
Wolverine.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Brendan, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Brendan. Welcome to the show. Okay. Believe it or not, Brendan, our Men's Room poll is based on what some frozen food sections of grocery stores around the country are looking like as they're selling out of everything. Lo and behold, they featured like 39 products on the shelves that people are not buying no matter what. But we stuck to the frozen food section. We stuck to pizza. Here are your choices. These were on the shelf still. Frozen Hawaiian pizza, broccoli crust pizza, rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza.
I'm going to have to go with the classic Hawaiian, man.
The who?
Classic Hawaiian.
Okay. It's up to you.
I mean, you know, I feel like frozen pizza you could fight through. Once in a while, you get a Supreme and there's olives, you just eat them.
I know, but I feel it's different when I had frozen pineapple and now I'm trying to... That's the real game changer for me.
Olives are good if it's a Supreme.
If you like olives.
Yeah.
It goes a long way. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. What war saw the most Americans die?
Is this a U.S. war or is this somewhere else?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that, but
you
got to
guess.
War.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the Battle of Antietam.
That
was the single most bloody day of a Civil War.
Gettysburg, I don't know.
No, the war. Not the actual battle, but the war that comes.
Oh,
like
the
Pearl
war.
Harbor was part of World War II.
Right.
They don't call it Pearl Harbor.
World War II?
Man.
You were right there, dude. The Civil War.
You guessed all the right battles. I mean, these are bloody, hellacious, horrible moments in U.S. history. You were naming the battles one after the other, and they were all a part of the Civil War. And you went World War II. Man, oh, man. I like your style.
It's been a long day, guys.
It's okay. I feel you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What song is playing during Tom Cruise's underwear dance in the movie Risky Business?
I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Old time rock and roll, Bob Seger and a silver bullet band.
Oh, Seger.
He's still around.
He's still around. He was basically on a farewell tour, and then he got sick way before everybody else got sick, and then he postponed it, then he rescheduled it, and then everything got canceled, and I don't know if Bob Seger will ever come around again.
I mean, listen, and Bob Seger, I smile when I say his name, and I don't know why, but I would go see him in concert.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Come on, man. Turn the page.
But there's like a million bands that were going to go out. You know, it's their farewell. It's the last thing.
He's got a million hits.
It's just gotten wiped out this year. There are actually a lot of concerts I was willing to part with the money and just say, look, it's going to be one of these years where we're dropping money on some shows because, like, we miss Tom Petty. Then he ups and dies. Can't see him again. A couple other bands like that. I'm doing it. Why not? Nothing. All right. Your question. In what ocean did the Titanic sink?
The Atlantic.
North Atlantic.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Think about the Atlantic or the Titanic. No one got norovirus. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Justin, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Sober right now.
Okay, Justin, good for you. Welcome to the show.
Awesome.
All right, men's room poll. You got to live for 2 weeks on one of these frozen pizzas. Will it be the frozen Hawaiian, the broccoli crust, the rice crust, or the cauliflower pizza?
I'm going to have to go with the Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian it is.
But every time I've gotten the Hawaiian pizza, I've always taken off the Hawaiian, you know, the little pieces they put on there?
The pineapple?
And just ate the pizza because I like the little taste of the Hawaiian sauce and the rest of the pizza. But the feeling of it eating, I just don't like the squishy part in my mouth.
Pineapple, man.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian flavoring. I love
the Hawaiian flavoring.
Well, to be fair, though, right? I'll do a quick quiz in here. If I call my dish Hawaiian, what do you expect to see?
Pineapple.
If I call it, I'm going to call it California.
Avocado.
Right. I mean, it's just that Maryland style. It's got crab. Like, right.
Old Bay.
Old Bay, yeah.
Right.
I've never heard it called Hawaiian juice before, but
Greek style as
feta. Is feta. Mediterranean is not feta. Mediterranean is being like grape leaves or hummus.
Let's continue this.
All right.
Western.
So, barbecue sauce
and
fried onion.
Fried onion.
God, you're right. Yeah.
You making me hungry?
I'm living. You got a funny ass laugh.
All right, here's your question.
All right, guys, let's play.
All right.
Hey, we were waiting for you. No worries. Which character is the narrator of Melville's Moby Dick?
Melville's Moby Dick.
I believe it's in the first line of the book.
In the movie, it was Ron Jeremy.
It's not coming to my mind.
What do you think, Ted? This is killing you.
I feel like I should know that.
No, the very beginning of the book.
It's a one-name guy, right?
Yeah, they said they call me or
you,
call
you,
me.
Call me Cornelius. Call me...
Dr. Love. Yeah. Call me Dr. Love. That is correct. The narrator of Moby Dick is Dr. Love, also known as Ishmael.
Ishmael.
Wait, now you guys doing what I suggested to that woman earlier, pretend that is on the tip of your tongue, or did you really...
No. I just was trying to remember the one name guy. I couldn't remember.
You know what, Thrill? You caught me. I didn't know.
I just did that.
Yeah.
My daughter does that. Well, watch Wheel of Fortune together. This is what she enjoys doing, right? So... She's not quite obviously as quick as I am on this. She's 9, but she's pretty good. But I'll say, you know, I don't know. Crossword puzzle. And as soon as I say it, she goes, crossword puzzle. So I got it right.
I'm extremely good at crossword puzzles.
Like, extremely good. I can see the word, like, before you look at the whole page. I can just see it right in the puzzle.
I believe him.
I want to believe you. I just don't.
I do. Really? I got faith in this guy.
I used to play him all the time when I would go on airplanes. All the time.
Yeah, but those are like, look, you have a pulse. You can answer these.
Justin, why were you on an airplane all the time?
Stowaway.
But, I mean, I used to fly to Hawaii a lot and back. I used to live out there in Hawaii, and my mom is from here, Seattle, so.
So she would send you as far away as possible so you could spend some time on an island by yourself.
No, my dad retired from Boeing over here, and he moved over to Oahu. And who doesn't want to go to Hawaii, you know? Like,
yeah.
No, we know.
And I didn't have to do that, so, you know.
And now you live here. All right, here's your question. What concert-related company is losing, on average, $1.8 billion a day because of coronavirus?
Wow.
Yep.
Can you say that one more time? Sorry.
I sure can. What concert-related company is losing $1.8 billion a day because of all the coronavirus cancellations?
Concert-related company, come on, is it?
I mean, really, it's only like one of two that do major, major concerts, you know, nationally.
Yeah, anymore. Okay. I feel like I knew it, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Live Nation.
Live Nation.
What was it?
Live Nation.
Live Nation. Yeah, see, who would know? I mean, I don't know, though.
If you've bought a concert ticket lately, trust me.
Yeah.
You've gone through Live Nation.
Okay.
Your question. What is the Hebrew word for peace, and it's also used as both a greeting and a farewell?
Peace, my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's...
I think he's acting. It's the tip of my tongue. It's,
Schmeckle. It means farewell.
It means hello or goodbye.
Yeah, either way.
Kind of like in Hawaii, you can use aloha.
Yeah, aloha. Oh, this is, come on, Justin, I know this.
See, we don't think you do.
I don't either.
Shalom.
Yeah, shalom.
Shalom. That's what my daughter does.
What's hey, number four?
You
Justin.
Say it, then she yells it like a guy.
I'm getting the numbers.
All right, I got faith in you in this one. Who was known as the King of Pop?
Oh, the King of Pop. That was the... oh, my God, dude.
He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He liked Peter Pan. He had a chimpanzee named Bubbles.
Michael Jackson.
How did you get that? Justin, how did you get that? Wow. Wow.
Wow. Well, he went through his mind real quick and said, all the people I know that are chimpanzees named Bubbles, so it wasn't Eddie. It's not Doug down the street. He was the King of Pop. He liked metal. Oh, Michael Jackson.
You are listening to the Venture Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
As we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, if you head to mensroomlive.com, we're open Seattle. Businesses that are still doing takeout and pickup and delivery and all that stuff, as well as electricians and plumbers in the area and people who can do trash removal, all those things that are still open, head to mensroomlive.com. We're open Seattle. And there's also a hiring section on there. Another business, guys, is hiring My Work, All the Best Pet Care in Burien is currently hiring. That from Chandra. As far as delicious delivery, Ola Bacola's Lion Head on Capitol Hill is doing takeout and delivery through Caviar. Also, Banchan Korean Fried Chicken on First Hill. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in downtown Seattle. And Taiwan on Lake City. Couple other ones for you. Liberty Sushi, Capitol Hill. The Golden Olive in Lower Queen Anne. Terra Plata on Capitol Hill. Rocco's Pizzeria in Belltown. And Modern Japanese Cuisine on Finney Ridge. The complete list of all the restaurants that are open and doing takeout and delivery is at mensroomlive.com. Check out We Are Open Seattle. All right, time for a few emails here for the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Let's just jump right into the birthdays. What do we have here, guys? Ola Gentleman and the lovely Wobbin, would you please wish Axel a happy 13th birthday? He's been listening to you his entire life, via me, of course. We used to listen live in the car daily, but since we moved over to Cleveland, we hear you guys on the podcast on radio.com. So wondering if Mickey and Goofy might offer some words of encouragement to help stave off the disappointment of not being able to be in Disneyland as planned and having to hang out with just his parents. We love you so much, Axel. You're pretty damn cool for a teenager. Thanks, guys. That from the mom, Amber, the dad, and Aaron.
Well, gosh, you know, old Mickey and Gooster aren't going to be there right now either. So even if you went, well, the lines would be shorter, but there'd be nothing to do.
Yeah, that sucks. Everybody would like to go to Disneyland. But with that said, Mick's not even kidding this time. You should get some good food tonight. Pizza and ice cream.
Yeah, don't mean your parents still can't buy old Eston ice cream that's overpriced. Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, seriously, that's what we do in the Magic Kingdom. Pizza and ice cream.
Guys, can you please wish my amazing daughter, Taylor, a happy 18th birthday with some thrill shotgun gets and blasts, because that's what the boys will hear if they ever come sniffing around. Love, Mom and Dad. Thanks, guys.
Get!
I have a daughter, I understand. I'm just going through what I imagine as being like.
Get! I was in a park one day, and these people were lighting off the one of those lanterns that fly up in the air.
Oh, like Roman Chinese candles? Lanterns, whatever?
Not Roman candles. Yeah, the Chinese lanterns. So it's like a family. They're trying to get this. It's obviously somebody's birthday. So my buddy, who's younger than I am, much better, look, he's helping. And and the dad looks me straight in the eyes and goes, "She's 18.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to leave, bro. Right. Like, Jesus, man.
Ola Bacola's, could you please wish my nephew a happy 21st birthday? I would love it if you would talk all over each other and tell him how you all spent your 21st birthdays. Happy birthday, Nathan. Sucks that it's happening during the lockdown, buddy. That from Aunt Lisa and Uncle Duke. Well, when I was
My actual 21st birthday, I spent
Christmas Eve.
I started my 21st, and I've been there for years.
But Jules, hope you gentlemen are staying sane these days. My sister Molly is going nuts, stuck at home for her 22nd birthday, hoping some good margaritas tonight, and maybe a pep talk from Coach Ted on getting old will go a long ways, making it a special birthday. Thank you to the Men's Room for a good laugh throughout the week. All the best. That from the lovely Laura.
Woo! All right, Molly. Well, listen up. Coach ain't gonna lie to you or sugarcoat it, all right? You're just home alone with a couple people for your 21st. With that said, it's your family? Hell with it. Puke on them. I mean, most people on a 21 rod are gonna puke, right? Isn't that the age here, Miles? I screwed that up.
No, she's a 22.
22!
22.
You know what? Family. Puke on them. That's what everybody does on their 22nd birthday. And don't worry about getting old. You're only 22, and I guarantee you, coach's promise, you'll never forget this one.
All the dinosaurs, I'm turning 27, and with the quarantine keeping people inside for the foreseeable future, my birthday plans are postponed, except this one. So can I get a let's bring it in Jay and Coach Ted talking about how I tested positive for missing the homies and how hard we're going to party once this is over. Thanks, guys. Been listening since I was 12 years old. Rock on, brothers. That from Matt.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Listen, Coach is right there with you, Matt. We all miss the homies. Sometimes you don't realize how much you love your homies. So you can't see them. You can't dap them up. You can't even high-five them. Not the coach is missing his homies. Stay strong. Happy birthday.
Oh, jealous.
Homies.
I was hoping you gents could get my girlfriend Avery a happy birthday. She's 31 and is a little bum not to be out partying, but we'll celebrate when this is all over with. So how about a big old bong rip? Thanks, bitches. That's from Zach. Josh Rockness, Burning Couch Man, has turned 40 today. Let's give him some turtle wax with a side of angry bagel guy in the paws and maybe some dirty Germans. Thanks, Bacholas. Appreciated.
Shut your mouth! You're not God or my father.
Yeah, for your birthday, we're going to bring back the man bun. In other words, I'm going to put my sausage on your man bun.
Yes, and I'm going to sit here and take mental pictures of your bum.
All of men's room, can you please give a birthday shout out to Erica? She's 52 today. How about a suck it up cupcake and the dirty German selling her all about working with old soldiers? Thank you. That from her loving husband, Bruce.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, it sounds to me that you have quite a smorgasbord of man meat. Also known as the old soldier, which oddly is the nickname for my penis.
Yeah, I feel like no matter what you look like, you probably get a lot of attention from these old soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. Here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. BJ.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Couple extra emails here, guys. I just got over the coronavirus and feeling sick and back to work. Got back to Washington from a tool show in Portland, and I started feeling sick. Didn't think anything of it. Then it got harder and harder to breathe. Soon having a pain in my shoulder causing shallow breathing. Long story short, I'm 27, and my case was confirmed. They weren't worried about me surviving it, and this sucks, and I hope you guys don't get it. Shortness of breath to the point walking down my stairs put me out of breath. My daughter and wife never showed symptoms, but we were stuck at home for 2 weeks, still having a hard time breathing, but it's not nearly as bad as it was, but I'm feeling much better. My daughter and wife are now fine, too. So, guys, stay healthy, bitches. That from Max. Oh, let's see. As far as pain, the worst pain ever, I have an abnormally small urethra. Hard to pee, etc.
Quit bragging.
Ooh. Every few years, I need to get the hole opened up and remove scar tissue. The numbing agent is given via needle in 3 different places. The pain of the needle Ted felt on his skull, I feel on the tip of my stuff. Mm. 1 year, I decided to not have the numbing agent. Bad idea. A scalpel inserted and cutting several centimeters in 3 directions. Again, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, when I told that story about the needles in the back of my head, it was awful. But then they stapled my head, 12 of them, mm-hmm. and it felt fine.
Guys, over the past 2 weeks being quarantined, the worst pain I've ever experienced is, unfortunately, emotional pain. I've come to the realization that my wife of 30 years has become her mother. It's been so bad, I no longer believe the Donner Party was starving. That was their solution to being trapped with family. It also makes sense to me why a Texas politician said some people should be sacrificed for the sake of the economy. Mm. Name withheld for my protection.
Yeah.
That I love. Love is in the air. You can feel it.
It really is. Now he questions the Donner Party. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it.
That's a stretch. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I guys love the show. First of all, a prolapsed rectum is when your butt falls out of your body. Worst pain I've gone through is I got third-degree burns on 20% of my body when I was 4 years old. My dad was working on a car outside during a December night. He lit a freestanding kerosene heater and put a pot of water on top of it for hot chocolate later. My brother, age 7, and I were playing, and I ran into the heater, spilling the hot water on my lap. I spent 1 month at Harbor Medical. Mind you, I have 2 to 8 pound babies with no drugs, and that felt like a walk in the park compared to that. Have a great one, guys. That from the lovely Jen.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef it out.
Woo! Thank you, man. Thank you.
Uh,
I would offer you guys the bountiful amount of chicken wings I ordered.
Ooh. Ooh, this sounds fantastic.
It really does.
Thank you for doing that.
Something we've been looking forward to all day. Thank you.
3 or 4 hours. We've been sitting here thinking about it. Matter of fact, I didn't eat lunch because I knew we were getting these delicious chicken
wings. Neither did I, Miles. And we went over it. I went over the flavors. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, of course, real chicken wings, bone in, lemon pepper. All's going to be great.
Yeah.
You got one. The order did not come in correctly.
Yeah, we got chicken.
Got a buffalo chicken tender.
Fingers.
Like, for one.
So, but that does.
Oh, look at Mike's getting into a delicious piece of bone. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. They're probably going to take it back and deliver it to the person who really ordered it.
Right. So the idea was we're trying to still support, you know, businesses and stuff. Sure. And everybody around the country, too. Right. I read one city, basically the mayor was like, hey, if you can, order some to-go or whatever so people can go to the grocery store that don't have a lot of money and get some of their essentials and stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah. And obviously, in this time, everybody's in different economic situations.
Sure.
But, yeah, if you could still support them, I say go ahead. And I won't lie. There's a couple restaurants in my neighborhood that have kind of refashioned some of their entranceways into just-to-go places. And it was like, oh, man, thank God. Because it kind of brings a little life back to your neighborhood.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean?
Not only that, but you're going to be home. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. This is not going to last a couple weeks. You can go out a couple times and pick up some food. Look, man, you can't make good Chinese food at home. You want a good pizza, you want all kinds of good stuff. You know what I mean? Think about the takeout stuff and the stuff that you can pick up that you can't make at home. Sure, make a lot of meals. You're going to. But
sure.
Man, when you need to give yourself a break, like the hell with it, I'm just going to
order
something.
When you want good food.
Yeah, exactly. When you want food with flavor.
Right. Well, and there's certain things you just can't cook at home, right? I always bring this up. But like when you go to a steakhouse, right?
Right.
It just always tastes better. Now, the secret is their ovens and grill, they get so much hotter. Like, you can't do that at home.
No, right. You just can't do it.
Thrill makes one of the best steaks I've ever had on a grill. It was delicious. But it's hard to get that same, like, crust or whatever you'll get
the
from
sear.
A... The sear. Thank you. From
but
a famous
you wouldn't
steak
pay for it at a restaurant.
You know, I'd pay. Probably not top dollar.
Right. I'd pay. Thank you.
Medium grade steak.
Right. Right.
I can still see the horses with the jack he was hitting.
The jack.
What is your favorite foods to order, to get delivery, to order in?
Oh, man. I mean, it used to be Chinese food.
I think I might still be on the Chinese tip.
It just doesn't really exist too much anymore.
I have said this many a times. I there's nothing that gives me more well, I shouldn't say that. But I love ordering a pizza. The guy shows up.
Sure.
He drops it off at your door. You get to sit on the couch, watch whatever you're watching. You know, it's just a great time. And it's an excitement.
But, see, it helps that you're single. So, in my house... It depends how many pizzas you're going to order because the kids have to be involved. This one doesn't like this, or it's all this half this, blah, blah, blah. Chinese food, it's like, look at the goddamn menu, figure out what you want, right? And so there's no crossover. There's no, boy, I could really use another slice, but so-and-so had broccoli on theirs.
Yeah.
It changed. Like, when I was solo, yeah, pizza. No doubt about it.
Yeah, it is funny.
If there's a bunch of people over, I just like ordering a bunch of different stuff. Like, all right, we got some mozzarella sticks. We got some French fries. We got a pizza. We got some chicken wings. Here's a gyro. You know, yeah, like if you can go for it.
I will say, anytime I've been dating a girl, it's a good excuse to get the large pizza.
Yeah.
I don't eat pizza, I know. Yeah, but there's two of us now. I don't have to lie to the dude. it's the truth, Mike.
He won't even see you're behind the door. He doesn't know.
The guy knows, man.
He doesn't know. We have somebody in the apartment or not. Why don't you just fake it? Why don't you just go back like, hey, Jess, the pizza's here.
Yeah, trust me.
I mean, I'm the delivery driver guy, I'll wait to hear.
It's awkward when the delivery guy shows up and you know him and you have like two apps and one burger. And bacon knows what I'm talking about. All right. So we're looking at some of the most popular delivery items in America. I also have a chart of some of the most popular state by state. If you're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, or Montana, sorry, there's not enough data.
Oh, well, there's probably enough places that deliver it. The delivery area would have to be hundreds of miles.
So let's see. Kind of like we were trying to do today, the number one thing that people order?
Pizza.
Chicken.
Oh, chicken.
Really?
I thought it had to be pizza.
You would think, but no, chicken. Well, just because chicken wings, you know, I don't need to Bubba Gump yet.
I was going to say, don't
everybody
turn into
knows
Bubba.
There's a lot of chicken ways
wings,
to get chicken.
Sauteed chicken. You can get chicken salad.
Buffalo chicken strips.
Boiled chicken.
Got lemon pepper, garlic.
Korean fried chicken. So yeah, chicken shows up in a lot of ways. Also,
skinless, boneless, white meat, dark meat.
Wishbones.
You're right, chicken is like shrimp. I feel like I could just go on and on.
Are they still sending the wings?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
You know what? These things happen. They just packed it wrong. The guy felt terrible, and he's like, all right, I'm on it.
So chicken was number one. Next on the list, though, throw
gotta be pizza.
Chinese.
Damn. Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I haven't had Chinese in a while, and Miles, I know what you're going to say, and you're right. An NFL Sunday with a rack of Chinese food sitting in front of you, it's a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a good day.
Next on the list.
The cube was talking.
You got a guess?
Pizza.
Pizza it is, fellas.
Okay.
Pizza it is. Pizza, much like chicken, a lot of different flavors, pepperoni pizza, sausage pizza.
You get cheese pizza, you get margarita.
Are we getting into the more of the ethnic well now, after that?
No.
Does anyone order in euros? Or
all right,
either?
So after pizza comes a very specific American item, which, to be honest, I probably order this food next to pizza the most.
Burgers?
Burgers!
All right.
I rarely get a burger delivered.
You can get some good burgers delivered.
You can't. Well, oddly, since all this crap's been happening, been to Five Guys a few times, and I'm not getting it delivered, I'm picking it up. So in my mind, even though I'm bringing it back home, and that's where we're eating it, I'm like, they did not bring it to my door, nor did I ask them to, but...
Yeah, there's one place I like to order burgers from. They'll send you sliders.
Oh.
I know. It's exciting.
Okay.
After that, Miles, we go to sushi.
Sushi?
Sushi.
To go. Delivery.
Trust me, I have ordered sushi to go before, for delivery. It is awesome.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Still kind of
cold. But you get rolls, I guess, right?
Negative, man.
You get the
nigiri?
Nigiri? Okay.
Yeah.
Easy.
So we had number one on the list, chicken, then Chinese, then pizza, then burger, sushi. What comes after sushi? Stick it in the ethnicity well.
Indian food?
No.
No naan on there? I'm trying to think what I've got for delivery.
Nine on the naan.
Well, what's a popular food people go out to eat all the time? I think you could eat this food almost any day of the week.
And you're saying this is an ethnic food.
Think taco. Jeez.
Oh, tacos.
I meant to say think Tuesday.
Tacos. I say tacos.
Mexican.
Oh, Mexican food. Yes.
When you said think tacos, got to give it away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, if you order Mexican food, sometimes you know what else you can get delivered to your home? That's a lovely, lovely treat.
Horchata.
Churros. Horchata, not a bad call, though. Mm-hmm. Horchata is delicious. Churros. Someone left one at a taco stand I was at, and I blatantly drank it. This was months ago. Okay. Months ago.
Did you know the person?
You asked the counter person if you could have it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's a very good little taco joint in the corner store I go to.
Yeah.
So somebody had bought their tacos in the horchata, but then they left it on the counter. I guess they were buying beer or something else. So I was like, hey, man, I think somebody left this. And they're like, yeah, they probably left it. I was like, it's still ice. And they're like, do you want it? And I was like, yes, I want it.
That's why I'm asking you.
Give it to me.
After Mexican, they say pasta. We'll just say Italian.
Italian.
All right. It travels well.
Right. So now they broke it down in categories and percentages, right? So there was another that was just other. That's where you get your cheese curds, gyros, French fries, pitas, salads, seafood.
But I feel like those are usually, in my experience, have always been the side order to something else. Right, if I got a gyro, mm-hmm. Exactly. I got a dozen wings, I got this, I got that. I'm also going to get fries in a gyro. But I rarely just order a gyro for home delivery.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That seems like it's part of a bigger order. You're getting sandwiches. You know, hey, everybody here, I'm ordering sandwiches. Yep. What do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I will vouch for Italian food traveling well. I got some last night delivered, and it was fantastic. It was hot. I got Parmesan. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Also, Italian food, I've said this a bunch, but I feel like that's one of those things that, like, I like it cold. And also, the next day, I feel like sometimes it tastes better.
It's just as good.
Yeah, just as
good.
Especially if you got, like, a lasagna or something. Let it sit overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see Seagull lasagnas today, did you?
I did. I told Robin, it's one of the saddest posts I've seen.
What, four seagulls fighting over a pan of lasagna?
Well, she called it sad lasagna.
But the seagulls were enjoying it. They had a whole pan full.
One was.
Yeah, he was fighting everybody off.
This seagull was looking for blood.
I've never seen seagulls eat a whole pan of lasagna before.
Yeah, but they had all been ham. That's how you knew.
Different times, Miles.
Thank you, Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
In just 8 minutes, we will drink. We will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man who owns a bunch of restaurants in Indiana did a fundraiser where he cut and dyed his hair and got the Tiger King haircut.
Oh, boy.
He's using the money to pay his staff.
Okay. I don't know if I'd go that far, but you know, I like it.
Well, then, you know, who's really going to sit in your restaurant and see your haircut? You get your hair done that way, and then you just sit in your office and...
Weep,
that's right. Leave it that way. Three people in Billings, Montana came up with an open source reusable mask for 3D printers that they're calling the Montana Mask. So good, a company is now mass producing them.
Good.
We'll need them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chipotle will be giving 100,000 free burritos to healthcare workers next week.
Nice.
And they will be full, man. I had a Chipotle burrito a couple days ago. I didn't have to eat for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that thing was burly looking.
They're massive, man. They're
it's delicious. Also funny, too, is like some restaurants obviously don't have as much volume.
Sure.
Like, I feel like the portions are getting big. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to complain about that.
No, not at all. Thousands of Airbnb hosts have offered hospital workers free places to stay.
Well, that's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is sending 1 million pieces of chicken to locations across the country and encouraging franchise owners to give it away for free.
Encouraging.
Yeah.
All franchise right. might be, I don't know.
Hey,
but I like that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Real quick, did you know Colonel Sanders once got in a shootout with a guy that had a gas station and chicken in the same area?
I did not know
that.
What?
Yeah. But they got a shootout over it.
They do it like old Western style?
Did he think that he stole his recipe?
The guy kept covering up his signs for chicken.
Oh, okay. Colonel, don't play that.
Mm-hmm.
10 paces. Some man outside of Walmart in Georgia handed out toilet paper and cash to people while dressed as a Power Ranger.
Which one?
That's the question I had, Ted, but I couldn't get to the bottom of it.
I mean, if you pass it out money, better be green.
That would make the most sense.
I was like the Red Ranger. A winery in Maryland got creative with their social distancing. They've been using the owner's dog to make curbside wine deliveries. What's with these dogs that are all of a sudden delivering booze to
That's
everybody?
Awesome. They know where to go. They finally, you have a service animal worth their
right?
salt, right?
Mm-hmm. My dog's useless.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, what can you do?
Exactly.
My beer's just downstairs. You can't even get it.
He's just sitting there waking me up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go for a walk. And then sitting there in front of me like I didn't take him far enough.
With zero wine.
That's right.
Yeah, he doesn't even wake you up with a beverage.
You also have to have a dog that's smart enough to know what the hell they're doing. If I let my dog out, I'd just run away. You know, if I'm getting it out of a car and going like, hey, man, deliver 2 bottles of Chardonnay to that guy right there.
Right.
That's a smart dog.
Exactly.
Big difference.
Didn't just sit there and stare at me with a big stupid face without a beer.
You're supposed to bring me beer.
Right? It'll make all the difference in the morning. You know, the dog jumps in bed. Me, it's always this wet-ass rope that drops on my bald head.
Right.
Kinda
why?
Like, hey, did you want to play? Like, now my eyes closed. I probably wanted to sleep because it's 7:15.
Right.
But if you did roll in here with a beer and that rope, like, you know what, man?
I'll give you
10 minutes.
Yeah.
You got 10 minutes on me right now.
Hell yeah. Moving on, St. Jude's released a free coronavirus coloring book that you can print out to help your kids practice good hygiene. And help them process everything that's been happening.
Okay.
I want you to color and think about infectious diseases, children.
A coloring book of infectious diseases.
I made this one specially for your mom. Dad, what's that? It's too long to explain it.
My guess is it's people, you know, sneezing into their elbows or in a napkin.
Oh, right.
Stuff like that. You know, it's good hygiene images that they're coloring in there. They don't actually pay attention to it. They just color it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
colored it.
Kroger grocery stores are giving employees a $2 an hour hero bonus for the hours that they work between March 29th and April 18th. They're also handing out $300 bonuses to full-time workers this Friday and $150 bonuses for part-timers.
Good.
Nice work, Kroger.
Dig it, man. Dig it.
Kroger. The Krogmeister. All right.
So Wendy's is giving their employees locally some extra cash as well. Are they?
There's a number of people out there that, like, look, man, if you're going to work, if you're going to bust your ass,
we're going to pay you.
That's right. I like it.
If you're in a situation where, hey, look, you could potentially be exposed working at a grocery store or something like that, they're doing everything they can. But, like, look, if you're willing to do that, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Dig it. 4 years ago, they sponsored a... sorry. My bad. Wrong one.
All right.
Reading
okay.
A story that I wasn't working on there.
Hey, things happen, dude.
Let's see. It says, it feels like yesterday was one of the tamest April Fool's Day ever, and in some countries, it wasn't even an option. Places like Thailand, India, and Taiwan threatened fines and jail time to people who pulled coronavirus pranks.
Yeah, because you knew what all the pranks would be, and they're like, don't.
Exactly.
We're letting you know now, don't.
It's in my world, it's not the individual people. It's the corporations.
We're changing our name, you know.
Right.
To the Poop Grill.
Settle down.
Oh, wait, yeah. On April 1st? No, you're not. Really? The Poop Grill? And then you go, oh, April Fools. You advertising agencies are killing me. So much comedy wrapped up in just a bad idea.
Right.
That's what I hate about April Fools.
When did we lose the art of the prank?
As soon as it got corporate.
Typically when things jump the shark, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
People try. Yeah, all right. A gas station in Cleveland. What you got, Ted?
The guy that invented the website, Jump the Shark, he does a radio show about fast food.
What?
I watched his show. He's got a show called, like, Fast Food Nation or something.
But he invented the term Jump the Shark?
He invented the website. Remember the website?
Oh, the website. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I just think it's hilarious.
Right. A gas station in Cleveland dropped its price to 69 cents a gallon this week. That's the lowest gas price in the U.S. since 1978.
Good.
Yeah, you can go nowhere with it.
Well, that's exactly
that's
it.
That's awesome. You know what I mean? It's like going to the Great Lakes and someone going like, free water. You want it?
Hey, I'll take, man, we still got to run. Got kids, got to go to the grocery, all this stuff. Yeah. Hell yeah, I'll take it.
How many people are stockpiling like barrels worth of gasoline right now?
I think they should because you're going to get ripped off on the flip side.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know this because that's all they've
bounces
done.
Bounces back.
And they're going to get bailed out. So yeah, I'd buy all your cheap ass now because they're going to F you on the backside of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says, I'm not sure you... See, cruise bookings for the next year are up 9% in the last 30 days.
Is that based on price?
Yeah, probably.
They must be offering screen deals.
All right.
Or are they planning, like, for next year? Like, I'm booking for 2022.
Right.
Right, because the rest of this year is pretty much a wash. So, I mean, if you book that far in advance...
And like you said, you know that the prices have gone way down because now there's a bad stigma with going on these cruise ships, you know, because honestly...
Norovirus wasn't enough.
Right.
The idea of having explosive diarrhea for a week, so like, you know what? I mean, hell, I did it last year, like, I'll take my chances.
Right.
Out of my... This, it's like, yeah, no.
What are the odds I'm going to get stuck on there for 2 weeks like those guys were?
Right.
No way. Not after this is all blown over.
Yeah.
A picture of a mom's work from home sign to her kids is now going viral.
What a nice thing.
Our neighbors to the north have shared a contacting people with their isolated stress.
Okay.
What's that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.